worth considering. We've got a UK-based question now from Kim Leaning, who's in Ipswich. Your plans are going to Norfolk, is that right, Kim?
Yep, that's right.
So what's the plan?
Well, my family and I have booked to go glamping in Norfolk. So it's a very, very small site. There's only four large safari tents on the site, and three of those will be occupied by my family, and one by another family. There's nothing on the site, really. There's no cafe or shop or anything like that. There's sort of a play area and a few chickens or something like that. So my question is, particularly as I will, if we're allowed to see 10 people soon, I'm going to choose my family, obviously. What would be wrong with going glamping with people that you're already mixing with? And would this count as sort of an acceptably socially distant holiday?
Give us the date. That's the key thing.
The date is, we're both teachers, so it would be middle of August.
August time.
Oh, well, look, if we are not taking domestic holidays by then, Kim, I would be extremely surprised. And furthermore, there would be hundreds of thousands of people in the UK who were facing destitution, because one thing about people not travelling abroad this year is that actually, it could be the best summer ever for the British travel industry, because, of course, far more of us go abroad in the summer, or at least we spend far more money abroad than foreign people coming here. So if you say nobody's coming in, nobody's going out, then, well, we still want to have holidays, and therefore, you know, there will be a bidding war for your glamping site in Norfolk. So I would be relaxed about that. If you said in 3 weeks' time, I'd say, well, I'm really not sure, or indeed the late May half term, I'd be very cautious. But August, I'm pretty sure we will have something like normal tourism, though no doubt with a large number of rules and conditions in place.
And of course, with your campsite, you've got three out of the four tents. The mystery is...